Okay, Chevra, so there was a request to learn some of the dinim of Pikuach Nefesh. So what we're going to do today is a, basically it's like an introduction to the halachos of Pikuach Nefesh. You have on your source sheet the discussion on in the Gemara about how do you know that Pikuach Nefesh is Docha Shabbos? Right, that's like the first question. What's the source of Pikuach Nefesh overriding Shabbos? So the Gemara tells you a story that Rabbi Yishmo, Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, they are going on a trip, and Levi Hasadar, the comment on the side of the Gemara writes that this is a person, Levi, someone who made the Big Day Srad. He made the Godim that they would use, let's say, in the Beis HaMikdash, the Kohanim would use, and they're all going on this trip. And Nishala Sheilas Ubifnehem, and then Pikuach Nefesh Shadochas Shabbos. How do you know Pikuach Nefesh overrides Shabbos? So Rabbi Yishmael says that's from the Pasuk of Imba Machtas Yimatse Haganav, meaning, right, the halacha breaking and entering, the Torah says that you're allowed to kill the person, even though Shvichas Domim is like a terrible thing, it's Mitame Yasa'aretz, it's Gori Mushkino Shetestalakim Yisrael. Still, even though murder is like really bad, I think we can all agree that murder is actually bad. But even so, right? Even so, you're allowed to murder somebody to save yourself. That's approach one that we learn from Bamach Teres. Rabbi Akiva says that we learn from the pasuk of Ki Yazir Deshav Reiyo Lahargo Ba'arma Me'im Mizbechiti Kachen Olamos, that you take somebody off the mizbeach in order to kill him. So if we're going to take him to kill him, certainly we're going to take him to allow him to be an aid to keep somebody alive. Even though Avodah Stocha Shabbos, nonetheless, we see that you pull somebody off the mizbeach to save a life, certainly by Shabbos. Rebbe Lazar says that comes from the drush of Mila, that Mila overrides Shabbos, certainly Pikuach Nefesh overrides Shabbos. Then Rebbe Yossi, Rebbe Yehuda says that Es Shabbosai Tishmoru, right? The Pasuk says, Ach Shabbosai Tishmoru, meaning don't always keep Shabbos, right? Ach Cholak, just like the Gemara says, regarding Erev Pesach, the Acholak, that we divide the Erev Pesach into two parts. So Acholak also means don't always keep Shabbos, or times that you don't keep Shabbos. So basically, the Gemara so far has like four or five different sources for Pikuach Nefesh overriding Shabbos. Then the Gemara quotes from Shimon ben Menasya, who learns from Bishon ben Yisus HaShabbos, that the Torah says, Chalei Olam Shabbos Achas Kedei Sheyishmer Shabbos Harvei. Right, this is a more famous drasha. Rishon ben Menasya says that we learn from the fact that the Torah says "Shomer es Shabbos," so therefore you should violate Shabbos to keep many Shabbosos. If you look in the Rashash in the back of the Gemara, he comments that really this drasha is not from these psukim. Right? How does Rishon ben Menasya Shabbos teach you that you override Shabbos? Right? Presumably, it shouldn't teach you that you override Shabbos. Rather, it says the Rashash, that the Kavon of Reb Shimon ben Menasya is to teach you that La'asos HaShabbos, right? It's the end of the Pasuk. V'shom ne'asos HaShabbos, it should really be like of the Gomer. You finish the Pasuk and it's La'asos HaShabbos, that you want to keep Shabbos. So as such, what you do is you violate one Shabbos in order to keep many different Shabbosos. Shmuel said, remember, until now, we've had a bunch of Tanoim commenting, no? We had Rabbi Yishmael and Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Shimon ben Menasya, etc. These are all Tanoim. Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel and Amora says, had I been there, if I would have been on the trip, I would have said a different Mahalach. The Mahalach I would have said is V'chai Bohem V'lo Sheyamos Bohem. That the Torah says that you should keep mitzvahs to live, not to die. And the Gemara says that this Mahalach of Shmuel is the best of all the approaches. Right? We have, what is it, five approaches to how you know Pikuach Nefesh overrides Shabbos. The approach of Shmuel is the best because what Shmuel is saying is All of the other kasha, all of the other approaches have a specific question. And the last line in the Gemara is Vekulu Ashuchan Vadai Safek Menolan Udishmuel, etc. Right? Vadai Lasvai Pirchas. Meaning, according to all of the other approaches, if I want to learn, let's say, from Mila, if I want to learn from Bishamras HaShabbos, Lasos HaShabbos, right? Any approach that I have, I only know that Vadai Pekuach Nefesh overcomes Shabbos. How do you know Safik Pekuach Nefesh overrides Shabbos? So Shmuel's approach of V'chai Bohem, the fact that we're striving for life, V'chai Bohem V'lo Sheyamos Bohem, that teaches me that even Safik Pekuach Nefesh overcomes Shabbos, that life is such an important principle. So effectively, it would seem that the maskana of the Gemara is like Shmuel, that we learn from V'chai Bohem, and that is the source that Pekuach Nefesh overcomes Shabbos. We're good so far, Chevra? Thumbs up? Michal, it looks like you have a question developing. Okay? Fine. Thumbs up. Thank you, Sarah. So we know that Pekuach Nefesh overcomes Shabbos. The pashtus is that that's from V'chai Bohem. Sophia, is that a hand up?
Yeah, so the fact that with these Kal Vachomers, the fact that it had to say, oh, Mila overrides Shabbos, the whole thing is that, I guess it's very unintuitive, and those are exceptions to the rule. The fact that we have to make these exceptions, and the fact that it's not intuitive, means that why should we be able to derive
so
a
you're asking
from
a question
it?
On all of the sources. The fact that I need a pasuk that Mila overcomes Shabbos, doesn't that teach me that nothing else overcomes Shabbos?
Right.
So apparently the Gemara disagrees with you, because the Gemara says that if anything, Mila overcomes Shabbos, and what that shows is that even though Mila is only Be'ever Echad, nonetheless, it overcomes Shabbos. Kol Shekein Real Pekuach Nefesh. We are learning from stuff that is a Gezeres HaKosov. Sometimes this is like the unanswerable question in Shas. Sometimes Gezeres HaKosov means it like bucks the trend and it's an exception to all the rules. And sometimes Gezeres HaKosov means that the Pasuk is Megala other stuff. That requires a lot of analysis, how you know which is which. But the point that you're making is a good point, although the Gemara disagrees with you. So, okay. Valiant effort. Now, Pashtus is Shmuel wins that the source of Pekuach Nefesh overcoming Shabbos is from V'chai Bohem, and all the other Makoros are rejected. Nonetheless, the Rambam in Parak Beis of Hilchos Mamrim, the Rambam talks about it's a celebrated Gemara. The Gemara in Sanhedrin Daf Mem Vav, where the Gemara says that Bezdin has the right lakor davar min haTorah b'sheva al tase l'fi tzar chasha, that Bezdin has a right to overrule a Torah law if it's necessary for that time. The Gemara speaks about somebody was riding an animal on Shabbos. They felt that people were too lax in Shmir Shabbos, therefore they killed him. Technically speaking, you don't deserve to die for riding an animal on Shabbos. Etc. And the Rambam, in this context, the Rambam writes, just like a doctor, the last like three lines of the underlined parts over here. Kishem sha rofei chotech yado o raglo shozeh kidei sheyichya kulo, right? The doctor will chop off your hand in order that you should survive. Also, bezdin morim bezman min hazmanim la'avar k'tzas mitzvos l'fi sha'a. Similarly, Bezdin can, in order to keep all of the halachos, just like a doctor chops off one arm so that you live, so Bezdin also can chop off one halacha in order to maintain the entire halachic system. Right? What I see from this Rambam is that the Svara of Chaleo Olav Shabbos Achas is not completely rejected. Now you're thinking, okay, Schwartz, Like, yeah, the Rambam is kind of using it as a between mush'al, right? The Rambam is not saying that this is really the source for pekuach nefesh. The Rambam is saying that, yeah, just like Rav Shimon ben Manasseh has this idea, which might be a correct idea, so that idea is relevant for other notions in halacha, other areas of halacha. That would seem to be what the Rambam says. So the Rambam is not really relevant for us, but the She'otos, Shodos of Rebbe Chai Gaon. It's actually one of the earliest halachic works we know of, no? Rebbe Chai was like a very early Gaon. We know of like no halachic works from the period of the Rabban and Savurai. They basically just edited Chas. The Shodos is one of the earliest halachic works. The Shodos writes, they, like at the beginning, Shota Aleph, Tang Reb Shim ben Eloza Omer, Tinok ben Yomo Chai Mechon of Shabbos, Shinemar, Vishomer Nezaz HaShabbos, Amr Torah, Chale Olav Shabbos Achas, Kedei Shigishmor Shabbosos Harbe. Afil David, Malach Yisroel, Meis Emechal Nefes Shabbos, Kemen Shemes Odom, Niftar Min HaMitzvahs, etc. Right, so this is a fascinating She'otos. Now the She'otos is saying, and we'll kind of analyze a little bit more in 3-4 minutes, but the She'otos is saying that I am Mechala Shabbos for a little baby, because Vishamru Bnei Yisrael Sa Shabbos. Right? Because of the drasha of Reb Shimon ben Manasseh. Meaning the She'otos is actually using this lahalacha. Although the Gemara seems to reject it, the She'otos takes this ladina. Michal?
Yeah, I just had, I don't know if it's worthwhile to say, but just the idea, I mean, I don't know that Shmuel's statement of the Gemara holding like Shmuel means the other opinions before it are rejected. Shmuel's like more of like a catch-all, the Chai Bahem, general overview of the halachic system, which sounds like almost not really a din in Shabbos per se, just a din in like the general system. Whereas with Shmuel Rene Salas Shabbos is a din in Shabbos, and perhaps the Chai Bahem encapsulates Shabbos.
So again, so what you're arguing,
the positive value way.
I think what you're arguing is that who says there's a machlokes between these different shitos, right? Maybe Shmuel is just broader. It encompasses more, but maybe there's no machlokes.
Yeah, so, in like a fundamental way.
Right, perhaps, although what I'm going to be getting at in 2 minutes, maybe after Sophia asks the question, is we're going to say that there's nafgaminas between these mahalchem. And once I have nafgaminas ladina, so then it's hard to say that Shmuel is encompassing everything, because l'cha'ora, the others do not agree with Shmuel. Let me just finish the thought for a second. Targum Unklus writes, v'chai bohem, l'chai alma. Targum Unklus writes that v'chai bohem means olam haba. That means v'cha'ora, not like Shmuel. Because Shmuel is saying v'chai bohem is for olam hazeh. Right? If v'chai bohem l'chai oma would mean that do the mitzvahs, because if you do the mitzvahs, you'll get olam haba. That's very un-Shmuel-like. Is that fair? Right? I think that I think that pashtus in the unklus, which means that we are rejecting, the earlier shitos are rejecting Shmuel. And not only the earlier shitos are rejecting Shmuel, but the Targum unklus, la halacha, seems to not be accepting Shmuel. Sophia, you have a comment, question, observation, joke?
Not a joke, but this is, I guess, a counter to Michal's point. I mean, the Gemara itself makes a whole thing about Suffolk and Vadai, which clearly means the Gemara itself doesn't think that they're on the same page, right? It's so obvious. Okay. Shmuel works for Vadai, but the other one sounds like totally not.
That's probably true, although I think what Michal would say is that Shmuel is using his idea to include Suffolk. And the others don't necessarily have proof to Suffolk, but Your point is well taken. The Pashtus in the Gemara is that there's a machlokas. And the machlokas might depend on how I teach, how I translate the words v'chai bohem. Okay, let's go weiter. So what are potential nafgaminas between these mahalchem? So one is vadai versus suffik. Nachon? That's what it says in the Gemara. Nafgamina number two might be the way the she'otos begins. Shilto says, I'm a chalal Shabbos for a baby who's one day old. Okay, let me, darfman fregen, right? Okay, you have to know Yiddish. Joey, if you don't know Yiddish, like, I don't know. It's like you're missing out on thousands of years of Talmud Torah. But darfman fregen, you have a kasha. Why does the Shilto say that I'm a chalal Shabbos for a baby? Mecha'oram, even chalal Shabbos for in utero. When it's not yet born. Right? We know that in Yom HaKippurim, if a pregnant woman smells some food, so she begins to chalash for food, so we'll violate Yom HaKippurim for that. There's a machloikis between the Ramban in the Torah HaOdom and the Bahag, whether machalo Shabbos for Sakonos Uber, whether machalo Yom HaKippurim for Sakonas Uber. They put them together. The Pashtus Lahalacha is that we are Mechalo Shabbos for Sakonas Uber. Right? So if a woman, let's say, is pregnant and she begins to bleed, so there's a concern that that might be the beginning of a miscarriage, get yourself to the hospital right away. Right? Even if it involves Chalo Shabbos. Because we're Mechalo Shabbos for Sakonas Uber. The She'otos, however, says that I'm not. And L'cha'ora, the idea of the She'otos is as follows. If I'm learning Chilo Shabbos from the Pasuk of V'shamru b'nei Yisrael HaShabbos, L'asas HaShabbos, what I'm saying is that keeping Shabbos is very important. But if I'm learning from V'chai Bohem, one could argue that the din is that when you are alive and doing mitzvahs, so you should live through those mitzvahs. But if I'm dead or unborn, right, we'll say it like that, so then v'chai bohem, right, might not apply. Right, effectively, what I would argue is that according to the She'otos, I am Mechalo Shabbos only for a born baby, because if the baby is born, so then I could speak about Chalo Olav Shabbos Achas. If you hold a V'chai Bohem, so I'd be Mechalo Shabbos even for an unborn child. This would mean, though, right, if I put everything together, that I'm only Mechal Shabbos for an unborn child if it's a Vadai. That's already an extreme formulation. I'm only Mechal Shabbos for an unborn child if it's a Vadai, right? Again, because Chilo Shabbos for, one second, no, I said it wrong, right? If I hold Chilo Shabbos for an unborn child is based on B'chai Bahem. Yeah, so even a Suffolk unborn child on Mechal Shabbos, even Suffolk B'koch Neshab on Mechal Shabbos, that approach does, the sentence I said before does not work. Okay? You're confused, Sophia. You are confused.
Sorry, do you mind just repeating that sentence again about Suffolk versus Vadai with the unborn baby?
So again, I'm going to leave, that sentence was incorrect. Remember, the halacha of v'chai bohem teaches me that I'm mechalo Shabbos even on a suffik. Right? That's clear in the Gemara. V'chai bohem would also mean that I'm mechalo Shabbos for an unborn child. If you hold like the She'otos, who's learning from v'shamru es ha-Shabbos, l'asas ha-Shabbos, somehow the She'otos decides to accept a halacha. By the way, it's not just the She'otos. If you look at the riff at the end of Masechet Shabbos and Perek Shoel, he seems to accept that approach as well. There are other Rishonim who accept the approach of learning from V'shamru. So that would mean only a born child, not an unborn child. V'chai b'hem would teach me even an unborn child, but v'chai b'hem would also teach me v'chai b'hem would also teach me that even a suffix. Right? Like we said. We're good so far? Okay. Weiter, next source. Taisus and Bava Metzia. So the Gemara tells us that Eliyahu, the Pasuk says that Eliyahu revives a child. The problem is, we know that Eliyahu is a Kohen. By Pinchas, Eliyahu is the same person according to Chazal. So Frektaisis Akasha, Bava Metzia Kuf Yodalet. The Pasuk says that Eliyahu bends down over the child and he's mechaye, the child. Fractosis, how can you do that? Right? There's Tumas Kohanim. The Yesh Lomar Tosis answers, Shayaburalo Shechayehu. Taisa says that it's a baror that you're going to be mechaya the child. Therefore, this pekuach nefesh. Now, this tosis is like a head scratcher, no? Because if I am learning the din of pekuach nefesh that overcomes halacha is even suffik pekuach nefesh. So why does Taisus have to say Vadai Pekuach Nefesh? So Taisus says something that seems the opposite of what I was trying to say a few minutes ago in the Sheol Tos. Taisus seems to be saying it has to be Vadai Pekuach Nefesh because the person is dead. Right? The baby is dead. If the baby is dead, you can't have a kula of v'chai b'hem because v'chai b'hem is a kula when you're alive. When you're dead, there's no kula v'chai b'hem. Right? In my mind, there might be a difference between the case of the baby who's not yet born, where we could argue that there is some element of life, as opposed to a person who's already dead. Again, and when I mean dead, Kamosha Kosov in The Princess Bride, right? I don't mean mostly dead, right? I mean all the way dead, no? Okay, but the point is, by the way, that is the best movie known to mankind. Just putting it out there. But if you want to disagree, you're wrong. Okay. Now, here's the thing. Here's the thing. What Taisus is saying is that V'chai Bohem teaches me Suffek Pekuach Nefesh. But V'chai Bohem does not help when you are dead already. So therefore, right? Therefore, and many Achrayim have this idea, the Netziv has this in one place as well. Therefore, what I'm saying is that because you're dead, so Memela, you can't be, because you're dead, you can't say that there's a kula of v'chai bohem. If there's no kula of v'chai bohem, so then the kula is only when it's vadai. The other mahalchim say that only vadai is overcoming areas of halacha. Now, I understand that there might be room to distinguish between Tumas Kaihanim and etc., Tumas Kohanim and Chilul Shabbos, but the fact that Tosis invokes Pekuach Nefesh, and we know that even Suffek Pekuach Nefesh overcomes Shabbos, and Suffek Pekuach Nefesh overcomes everything, so how come Tosis says Vadai, not Suffek? The answer is because there's no V'chai Bohem because you're dead. Right? That, I think, is the next stage in the Sugya. Other issues to talk about. Based on V'chai Bohem versus Chalil Olav Shabbos Achas Kadesh Yishmar Shabbos Harbe. The Gemara does not say this distinction, but if you would have asked me, I would have said this distinction. Is there Chilul Shabbos for Chaye Sha'a? Right, you know the person is not going to make it. Right, he's going to get a few more minutes, but he's not going to get to next Shabbos. Are you Machal Shabbos for Chaye Sha'a? So the din is, right, that in here we'll skip a teeny bit. Right, Nafal of Mapolas or Machal Shabbos, even for Suffolk, etc. That's Shin Chav Tev Seif Gimel. Sif Dalet, Afilu Matzau Mitzauhu Mirutzatz. You find the person and his head is all squashed. Shein Yachol Lichios Elo Lefi Sha'a. Nonetheless, Mifakhen. Right? Nonetheless, we are Mifakeach Es Hagal, which apparently is some sort of Chilul Shabbos. Right? Why Mifakeach Es Hagal? It's not only Chilul Shabbos, it's the paradigmatic case of Chilul Shabbos, right? That you undo, you remove rubble. Right, when the person is underneath the rubble. What exactly the malacha is by Mefakeach Es Hagal is not abundantly clear, but the assumption is that there is Chilul Shabbos involved in Mefakeach Es Hagal, and we are Mechalal Shabbos even for Chaye Sha'a. You're Mechalal Shabbos even if you're only going to live for a few minutes. Now, this idea only makes sense if you hold of v'chay bohem. If I hold of chale olav Shabbos achas kadesh yishmer Shabbos es harbe, so then chaye sha'a does not give me license to be mechal al Shabbos because you ain't going to make it to the next Shabbos. And this is not my point. If you look in the Bir Halacha, right? The Bir Halacha here in Shin Chav Tes, right? Elo lefi sha'a. How come you're mechal al Shabbos for Chaye Sha'a? You're not going to make it to the next Shabbos. Zok the Bir Halacha, because chal al Shabbos achas is not only to keep Shabbos; it's in order to do mitzvahs in general. Right, so on Mechal on Shabbos, and now that you should do mitzvahs in general. And he quotes a Me'iri in Yuma, where the Me'iri writes, "Afa pishin isbarer she'ir shalom lachios afilu shah achas." Nonetheless, also shah yoshev belibo v'yisvada ad kanashono. Right, the Me'iri says on Mechal on Shabbos, even though you're not going to make it to the next Shabbos, even though chalei olav Shabbos achas doesn't apply, nonetheless. You might do tshuva. Nonetheless, you might do tshuva. So let's ask a kasha. Would I be mechal al Shabbos for somebody who is, let's say, comatose? And, right, not only is the person comatose, but the person, it's only chaye sha'a. Right, the doctors say the person is not going to make it until the next Shabbos. It's not clear that it should be permitted. Right? In other words, the only kula, the way the Me'iri is saying it, within the opinion of Chalei Olav Shabbos Achas, the only kula is because, okay, it's not only, right, the kula for Chaye Sha'a is because it's not only Shabbos. Hu Hadin, right, you'll do tshuva, other mitzvahs, etc. But that might mean that if somebody is comatose, that you are not mechal al Shabbos for Chaye Sha'a. Right? That seems to be what emerges from this analysis. Oh, be'emes nir'es, says the Bir Halacha on the third line, de'kol zehu l'tayma ba'alma, l'dina lo talui klal b'mitzvot. De'ein hatam de'dachinan mitzvah achas b'shvil harbe mitzvahs, elo dachinan ko ha-mitzvahs b'shvil chayim shal Yisrael, u'kidiyalof lo shmua mivachay bohem, etc., like the Rambam writes in Hilchas Shabbos, she'mishvatei ha-Torah nekama ba'olam, elarachamim v'chesed ba'olam, etc., Ukimokain, according to all the other Tanoim, who learn from Mizbeach, Hamila, Machteres, right? That shows the Achayim Shal Adam Kapid Rachmana. Bar Mehahi, Dechalov Shabbasachas. Zuck the Beer Halacha, that fundamentally Chilo Shabbos is in order to maintain life. It has nothing to do with whether or not you'll be Mekayim mitzvos. We paskin like Shmuel, v'chai bohem, and even the other opinions, says the Bir Halacha, the opinions who learn from Mila, from Avoda by Karbanos, whatever those opinions are, they're saying that what matters is life itself. It's not the ability to keep Shabbos. Right? So to keep someone alive is the din of the heter for Pekuach Nefesh on Shabbos. V'chai bahem. Now, this does raise a tiny bit of a question, right? Effectively, what the Bir Halacha is saying is that v'chai bahem is the kula even for chaye sha'a. And what we spoke about is maybe the Taisvis is using v'chai bahem, right? And therefore, right, that only applies when you're alive, etc. There's only v'chai b'hem if you're alive. If I put this together, this can explain some of the difficult halachos to accept, bizman hazeh. If you remember, I don't know, if you probably don't remember, you guys are all too young, but Noah Feldman, who's a professor of, he's a professor in Harvard Law School. I mentioned this probably. Noah Feldman, I presented at one of the conferences that he ran in Harvard. The man does not have Rosh Hashiva brains. He has like Gadol Hadar brains. He is like unbelievably smart. But Noah Feldman caused a ruckus years ago where when he wrote an article in the New York Times magazine where he attacked his education in the Maimonides School in Boston. He attacked his education because they say that they taught the halacha that you're not mechalel Shabbos for non-Jews. So Noah Feldman said this is like a terrible thing. The Maimonides school like is just off base. This is what they taught me. It's like a terrible thing. Noah Feldman was also upset with the Maimonides school that at that point he was intermarried. And he showed up to some school event with his non-Jewish wife and they cropped her out of the picture of the event. And he wrote all about this in the New York Times. And this became like a whole cause celeb. As a matter of halacha on the books, we are not mechal Shabbos for non-Jews. Not only am I not mechal Shabbos for non-Jews, I'm not mechal Shabbos to save the life of someone who is a mummer, a chala taira kula. If you have someone, a Jew, who is completely non-observant, so according to the strict halacha, we're not mechala Shabbos. Now, when I say strict halacha, that means halacha on the books. Obviously, practically speaking, we are Mechal Shabbos. You're Mechal Shabbos for the Mummer because Bizman Hazeh, we follow the opinion of the Chazanish. You could look also, the Melamed Lachol has this opinion, the Chelak Beis Simin Nun Beis, the Chazanish is in Chelak Beis of Yerideya, the Chuvis of the Binyan Siyan have this idea, the standard approach that Mechal Shabbos Bizman Hazeh don't have the status of Mechal Shabbos because our world is not a world where Halach is a given. People don't think that if you observe halacha, you are doing something extra. They don't think that halacha is absolutely obligatory, so therefore we don't have the category of mummer at all, Bizman Hazeh. Let me just finish the thought, Michal. We are also mechalel Shabbos Bizman Hazeh for non-Jews, practically speaking, because the assumption is that if you're not mechalel Shabbos, it could lead to an the word in our world spreads very quickly, especially with the internet, with newspapers before the internet. So there's going to be articles written that, oh my gosh, the Jews are not Mechalel Shabbos for non-Jews. And that could lead to pogroms. It could lead to Jews dying. There's a kula mishum eva, although the Mishnah Berurah paskins mishum eva only enables one to do isurim d'rabbanan. The Chassam Sofer writes in the Tshuva where the eva is very real, very significant. So it could, we could even do a d'oraisa mishum eva. Michal, now you had a comment. You have to unmute yourself or else I can't hear your comment.
Yeah. My question is, it's more in the Chazon Ish, it's a more general, like, mummer question, meaning if there was somebody who halacha was a given for them and then they left it very intentionally and purposely, which unfortunately sometimes happens, would the din be the same?
Yeah, so I've gotten that question a few times. I'm inclined that people, even if they had like a yeshiva education, they decide to leave, they also don't really feel that halacha is fully binding in the sense of they're kind of playing the odds. And they think, well, halacha isn't fully binding, therefore I'm going to leave. And if you'd really believe, you would not leave. I think that the argument taken to its extreme, that's the best I could say. It is a strong kasha. It's a very strong kasha. But it's a stronger kasha. It's a stronger kasha for us because if the din of Pekuach, let me just tell one story before. So the story goes that Professor Shaul Lieberman used to walk home with Professor Finkelstein, and there was a certain professor from Union Theological College, which is like across the street from JTS. And this professor from Union turned to Professor Lieberman walking home on one day and says, you know, if I would fall down and I would require Chilul Shabbos, would you be Mechal Shabbos to save my life? So Professor Lieberman said, yes, I would. So then this fellow from Union Theological Seminary asked him, well, one second, are you saying that as a matter of conviction? Or you're saying that just because of a fear of what could happen to the Jewish people if you are not Mechal Shabbos for me? So Professor Lieberman said, I'm saying it as a matter of conviction. But then he turned to Professor Finkelstein and he said in Yiddish, "Das Eichet habe gesagt mishum Eva." Right? When I said I'm doing it as a matter of conviction, "Das Eichet habe gesagt mishum Eva." So I think that's an interesting story. But the point is, and this is like it's very hard for us to understand. Like, Mela, I could say that, you know, when it comes to non-Jews, you can make some sort of argument that the Ribbono Shel Olam says that we keep Shabbos. They don't have a din of Shabbos. So maybe we are not able to go against our covenant with the Ribbono Shel Olam to be Mechalel Shabbos for a non-Jew. Although that also is hard to swallow, especially based on the limud of V'chai Bohem. But the idea of not being Mechal Shabbos for a mummer is even more difficult. Right? Again, the halacha on the books, as it were, that we're not Mechal Shabbos for a mummer is even more difficult in light of the fact that, you know, the halacha seems to be following this approach of V'chai Bohem. So why would we not be Mechal Shabbos, technically speaking? So it's hard to say. It's hard to know for sure, but I would argue that the notion of a Chai Bohem is that you are Mechal Shabbos, so that person has a life of Tyro Mitzvahs, in the sense of life without Tyro Mitzvahs is as if it's not life. Life is severely lacking without Shmiras Torah mitzvahs. So if someone is a mummer, so I'm not going to be Mechal Shabbos based on the rules of a Chai Bohem, because, right, B'chai Bohem means I'm supposed to protect life. And on some level, again, it's very hard to swallow, but on some level, one could argue that the life of someone who's not Shomer Mitzvahs, according to strict halacha, is not really considered life. It's a very hard idea to swallow. I'm basically thinking aloud why this would be true, right? But the notion that I'm Mechal Shabbos for Chaye Sha'a is based on B'chai Bohem. One could argue that if it's for Chaye Olam, or if it's the opportunity to do tshuva, I'm Mechal Shabbos, even if someone is not a Shomer Mitzvahs. Right? Maybe the person will do tshuva if I accept the Mi'iri straight up. V'chai Bohem, I could say, perhaps is the rationale for not being Mechal Shabbos technically for someone who is not a Shomer Mitzvahs. I can try to explain the notion, although as like a person who lives in the year 2023, it's hard to fully understand the Svara. And on a level of practical halacha, of course, it doesn't matter. But it is something that is just worthy of thought. How come we are not Mechal Shabbos for Yisrael Mummer if it's based on V'chai Bohem? Right? One could hear maybe, right, that if it's based on B'shamru as a Shabbos, perhaps if you know for sure the person will never keep Shabbos, one could make a case. Although the Meiri's argument, oh, well, you might do tshuva, right, goes against that. But the notion that of a V'chai Bohem, I think, is very hard to square with the halacha of Mummer. I'm attempting to give some sort of suggestion. Okay, Chevra, any questions, comments, observations? Okay, so we're going to try to get into more practical elements. This is just like the hakdama that I like to do. We will try to get into more practical elements of these halachos as we go on. But thank you for listening. Have a great, great day, great evening. I don't know what we're up to, like, but you should have a great whatever you're having a great. Okay, tomorrow, if we do this, I think tomorrow maybe we'll try for like 1 o'clock or so. If we do this, let's text about what time would work for tomorrow. Okay.
Yeah, I'll try my best to show up, but I'm not sure.
Yeah. Okay. I mean, listen, we could, you know, obviously if like, you know, the more people don't show up, like we might not have shear just because it might not be anyone.
Yeah.
But that's a different issue. So again, just tell me if you can't come and, okay, I think we're going to try for around 1 o'clock tomorrow, 1:15. I'll text the chevra. Okay.
And then are we going to discuss like when we'll meet next week?
Yeah, tomorrow, we should do that. Maybe okay. We should do it on the WhatsApp chat.
Yeah, can we do that on the WhatsApp?
Yes, agreed.
Yeah, I want to be part of the conversation.
Okay, call tough. Okay, bye bye.
Cool. Okay. Thank you.